teenage girl. A scary thing happened to me. I was walking my dog in the park and I tripped. And I found myself falling down, down, down. When I woke up, my dog wasn't there. I was in a smelly, damp place. I saw light, so I walked towards it. Finally, I was outside. I was dizzy and tired. Then I slumped and slumped and slumped. Then, to my relief, I saw a boy. He was a bit smaller than me. He had a stitched lip and a snotty nose. He took me home to meet his family. They looked a bit weird. Their eyes were near their nose, and mama's skin for their clothes. Then I had must have fallen asleep. The next morning, Stig showed me around the camp. They didn't have any forks, no knives, no pottery or no books, only bushy trees, animal skin, bones, fire, and tools. I saw them cooking salty fish over the fire, brushing dirt off animal skins. I could hear the noise of chipping flints. One lovely day, me and Stig went to the woods. It was dark, so we made a fire. Suddenly, we heard a shout for tea, so we ran to the camp. We listened to the rhino horn while eating tea. It said, "Someone has left the fire on in Ivy Woods, and it has spreaded all over the woods." At a moment, we left our tea and dashed to Ivy Woods. When we got there, we crept into the woods, though we didn't disturb the people who were talking about it on the rhino horn. Then Stone Age Girl said, "Call the fire station." "What is that?" said Stig. Then the Stone Age Girl said, "It doesn't matter." Then Stig said he was the strongest man in the world. Then he tried to blow it out, and he did. Then we ran back to the camp and had a salsa dance. I joined in on bango. As the months became years, I got taught many things. Then one sunny day, we walked and walked and walked till I came to a round cave. Stig made a fire on a stick. OMG, people were camping near the sunset. It's beautiful. It took me a second to know that they were only paintings. In the dusty light of the fire, it looked real, as if they were having a great time laughing and talking. I was shocked to my death. I heard a big footstep. It was a big, large buffalo. I felt the floor shake and found myself falling down, down, down. When I was back at the park, the buffalo had gone. So had my friend Stig. Only my dog was there. At a silence, I zoomed outside and the air felt different, warmer. I rang along shouting, "Stig, Stig, Stig," but it was still quiet.